Hello, this is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. Let's go ahead and get started with the Pilates exercise for warming up our body before a workout.
So we're going to start on our back onto a mat. Making sure that you have give yourself enough room that you can move around. Let's go ahead and bring our knees into our chest. As we hold on to these legs, let's go ahead and move them in circles round and round to help warm up our back muscles. And stretch out that low back, relaxing with your breath as you inhale and exhale. Great, so at least 10 circles one direction. Now let's go ahead and go 10 circles the other direction. Great job slowing that down. Place your feet onto the ground, and let's keep our arms next to our hips. And you could even sit on your hands if you'd like. Now we're going to work into a single leg lift. This means we're going to straighten out the left leg as you point through that foot, and your right foot is planted so that knee is bent. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, lift that left leg up. Keep it straight, point through the foot, flex your foot, and lower it down as you inhale. Again, exhale, blowing out, we lift, inhale, we lower. And again, lift. Two, keep the legs straight, lowering as we inhale. Tighten up those abdominal muscles, we lift again. Here's three, and bring it down. Good, here's four, and right back down. And five, and down. Six. Bring it down with control. Here's seven. We lower. Here's eight. We lower. Good job. Here's nine. Back down. Now our tenth one, we're going to lift and keep that leg up, pointing to the foot. And the leg remains straight. Let's circle that leg round and round. We got one. We're going to ten. Here's two. About the size of a basketball or a dinner plate. Here's three. There's four. There's five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we're going to change the direction with that leg. And we got one, and two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well done. Place that left foot onto the ground next to your right. Okay, we're going to mirror the image now. The right leg goes out straight, pointing at that foot as we inhale. Contract your abdominals and exhale, lift the leg up. Flex the foot, inhale, lower the leg. Great, right back up for two, and we lower. With control, keep the leg straight the whole time. Here's three, we lift, and then we lower. And four, three, back down. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we keep that leg up on our tenth one, and we circle that leg round and round for ten. Here's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Well done. Let's change the direction with that leg. And we got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All right. Go ahead and bring that leg back down. Plant your foot next to your left. Okay, so next we're going to is alternating up our legs. This is a great way to help stretch out the low back and get warmed up in the morning before you get out of bed if you'd like, or get yourself to your exercise area. You can do these exercises as well. So as you bring your knees into your chest, take your right leg away from you, left leg stays in. Shoulders and head could be on the ground as your right leg is up to a 90 degree angle up toward the ceiling or the sky. Shoulders and head may be up, but you can lower that right leg even more toward the ground as it's about 2 feet off the ground. But keep that low back connected to the ground. So 2 to 3 feet with that right leg up. Shoulders and head could be up, but you're looking up to the ceiling. Okay, we can go ahead and bring the left leg in. As we exhale, 2 pulses, the knee comes into your shoulder. Blowing out the mouth as we exhale. Inhale through the nose, we switch, and right leg in. As we extend the left leg away, as we exhale, there's 2. Inhale, exhale, here's 3. We're going to go to 20, here's 4. And 5. Contract your abdominals and keep your low back pressed to the ground. Here's 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, last one, here's 20. Very good. Place your feet onto the ground. Relaxing with your breath. Okay, so our next exercise move will be a double leg lift. Keep our legs tied together through the ankles and the knees. As we inhale, tighten up those stomach muscles over your core, navel to the spine. We exhale, bring the knees in and lift your legs up to the ceiling. Bend at your knees and touch your toes to the ground. As you inhale, exhale, we lift. You could even lift your hips up a few vertebrae as you come up, and then lower the legs as you inhale. So there's 2. Right back up for 3. And we lower. And 4. And inhale down. Here's 5. And down. And 6. And right back down. 7. And down. Here's 8. And down. 9. And down. Good job. Here's 10. And down. We got 5 more. Here's 11. Bringing it down with control. Here's 12. And down, 13, down, 14, and inhale down one more time. Here's 15, and bring it down and rest as your feet are onto the ground. Relaxing with your breath, nice inhales and exhales. Now we're going to lift our legs up, move into a corkscrew, which means our feet are tied together, pointing through them, and your legs are together through your knees, round and round. We circle the legs for 10. Here's 1, 2, squeezing the core. Here's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great, let's change the direction of the legs. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well done. Place your feet onto the ground as you rest and relax with your breath. Okay, so now our next move will be crisscrosses or opposite elbow to our knee. Now you can keep your feet on the ground as you do this, or you're welcome to place your hands behind your head. So as we inhale, your hands could be in front of you if this bothers your shoulder, as you put opposite hand to shoulder. Okay? Now we're going to exhale, come up with our shoulders and our head, engage those core muscles, and bring left elbow or shoulder to your right knee, and inhale we go back. Exhale, we come up and turn to our left side with the right elbow and shoulder to that left knee. And inhale, we go back. If you'd like to lift your legs up or out to about 45 degree angle, let's begin again. We inhale, we come up. Exhale, we turn left side, our left elbow and shoulder toward our right knee. And inhale, we go back. So there's 3. Inhale. Exhale, we switch. Here's 4. Let's continue the move. Here's 5. And back. pausing up at the top here. 6, and back. 7, and back. 8, and back. 9, and back. 10, and back. 11, and back. Good job. Here's 12, back. 13, and 14. Big squeeze in the core. Feel the muscles burn. Here's 15, back. 16, and back. 17, and back. 18, and back. 19, and back. One more. 20, and back. Good work. Now, arms are on the ground next to your hips. Let's begin to move into a bridge or hip thrust. Lifting our hips up, peel the spine up off the ground and reach your arms back as you exhale. Inhale, lower yourself down. Hands and hips to come down at the same time. Peel the spine up off the ground as we exhale. Lift those hips high to be in line with knees to shoulders. Arms reaching back. We lower down as we inhale, one vertebra at a time. Hands and hips to touch. There's two. Exhale, we lift up our hips and reach far back with those arms. Inhale, we bring it down. There's three. Okay, we'll go to 5. So right back up again for 4. Bring it right back down. One more time. Here's 5. Bring it down. Excellent. Now we're going to rest. Bring our knees into our chest. Keeping those legs tied together. Cross your feet, one over the other. Press those knees together. Bring your arms to a T, palms into the ground as we inhale. We're going to exhale, bring our legs to the left side, knees underneath the elbow. We're going to look to the right hand. Keep that right shoulder blade on the ground. Pressing into the ground with your left arm, you're going to inhale, lift your legs up. Exhale, go to the right side with your legs, knees under your elbow, and look to the left hand, left shoulders on the ground. Pressing into the ground with the right arm, inhale, we lift our leg. In our head to center, exhale to the left side with your legs looking to the right. There's 3. Let's go ahead and bring it up as we inhale. Exhale, go to the right with your legs looking up. There's 4. Okay, right back up as we inhale. On the other side, here's 5. Great stretch for the low back. Back up for 6 as we inhale and exhale to the right side with your legs looking left. Great, lift 2 more. Inhale, come up. Exhale to the left side with your legs looking right. Bring it up as we inhale. Last time as we exhale to the right side with our legs looking left. Great, bring it back up. Bring your arms back on your legs and move in little figure eights or infinity symbol. Diagonally across your torso with your legs and bring your knees into your chest. Bring them in. Diagonally across. Bring them in. Relaxing as you breathe. So it's a great warm up for you to start to get your body ready for your workout. Whatever it may be. It could be running, jogging, hiking, working out with weights, or doing some cycling, or paddling in a kayak or a canoe. So let's go ahead and bring our hands behind our legs. And we're going to kick our legs. So let's go ahead and place those hands behind the knees, kick our legs back, and kick down with power to come up so you're in a seated position up tall. Rounding our back, lift our feet. We exhale, we go back, kick those legs, and kick down with power, inhale, come up. Good. Let's go ahead and roll back again. So we're rolling like a ball and kick up and back down. Go ahead and roll back, kick down with power to come up. One more time, we kick back, kick down, come up. Nice job. So sitting up nice and tall, we're going to go into a seated spine twist. Arms in front of us, hugging a tree, or if you're giving somebody a hug. Elbows are up, shoulders back and down, or your arms could be to a T. Keeping your hands in line with your shoulders as we inhale, legs are together, flex those feet, knees in toward each other. We contract the abdominals, exhale, turn to the left, look at that left elbow or left hand if your arms are extended out, inhale, come back to center. Exhale, we go to the right one, in two. Inhale to center. Exhale, left, here's two. Inhale, come back. And here's four to our right. Inhale, come back. Exhale, left, here's five. Inhale, come back. And six. Good, bringing it back. And seven. And back to center. Here's eight. Bringing it back. Here's nine. And right back. And last one, here's 10. Very good. Lower your arms. Relax them. Onto the ground. Now we're going to transition to a table where we bring our legs underneath us. And our hands are under our shoulders. So here, we're going to keep our knees under our hips. Back is flat. You're going to lift and lower the back a few times. Let's exhale, tuck the hips under, chin to the chest. Lifting the back high. Inhale, reverse. Tilt your hips up. You're looking up. Bring your abdominals into the ground. I stretch for your back and those arms. Exhale, tuck the hips under. Lifting the back, chin to the chest. Navel under your ribs and toward your spine. Let's reverse as we inhale. Tilting those hips up, we look up, looking up as high as we can with our eyes, stretching through the neck. Exhale, right back to our cat. Inhale, reverse the cat. And last time to cat as we exhale. Last time, let's reverse it as we inhale. Very good. Neutral position, having our knees wider than our hips, and push our hips back to our heels as our arms reach out in front. Relaxing with each breath. Very good, nice little warm up for you to get your body ready for the rest of your day and what's coming up. Let's curl the toes under and lift into a downward dog. We're going to lift our knees and hips up. Push back against our hands. Keep the back flat as best you can. As you feel your arms strengthen, you can move your heels. Lift a heel, lower a heel. Feel a nice stretch in the back of your legs. Okay, slowing those legs down. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Bandage your knees. Standing forward bend, relaxing with each breath. Feel a stretch in the back of the legs as you keep lifting your hips. Nice job as we inhale. Walk the hands up your legs, stack through your vertebrae. Shoulders back and down, and your head to be up last. Great, so we're standing with our feet under our hips, and let's move in windmills, left and to the right, swing those arms, just soften your knees, just keep moving your body left and to the right. Great job, slowing that down, so there is a great warm-up for you to do before you start your workout, and you're welcome to do two or three sets of those exercises to help strengthen your core and help increase your flexibility and get you all nice and ready and help you reduce injuries with those stretches. I look forward to helping you out more with some more of these audio workouts with my podcast. You can find me at irvinrue.com, also at irvinrue, my podcast at irvinrue, mind, body, and soul. Have a great day, everybody, and get fit and get moving.